Hello, and welcome to the Albuquerque Theatre Guild's weekly podcast. I'm Mike Miller, and I'm your host. Thank you for joining us. This is where you'll hear what's happening in performance in Albuquerque. We keep a running calendar of shows opening and closing, and talk to interesting people involved in entertainment here. This week, we're talking with Ray Ray Griego and Caitlin Jones about the Vortex Theatre's Minx and Savage. But before we do that, let's take a look at the calendar. Black Box Theater and Arts Hub will present Sonder, a micro-theater event, 10 short performance art pieces for audiences of 10 people who get to decide what they want to see. It runs through May 26th. The Desert Rose Playhouse presents Poison through the 27th. May 17th, Del Oro Productions brings Tarde de Oro to the Chemo, musically celebrate the unique history of New Mexico. May 8th, Les Miserables comes to Pope Joy Hall and continues through the 13th. From May 11th through the 13th, catch the Albuquerque Theatre Guild's Playwright Circle Staged Reading Festival at the Adobe. May 12th, Music Theatre Southwest will hold an audition workshop for the upcoming musical Nine from 10 until noon. Also on May 12th, Elite Dance and Theater presents Sleeping Beauty at the North Fourth Theater. Death Trap opens on May 18th and runs through June 10th at the Ox Dog, and Rosemary Zeibert's City Mice will undergo a staged reading at the Ox Dog's X Space on May 21st. West End Productions' Da opens May 18th at the North Fourth Performance Space and continues through June 10th. On May 25th, the Full Monty opens at Albuquerque Little Theater and appears until June 17th. And Moon Over Buffalo opens at the Adobe on May 25th and runs also through June 17th. Mother Road Secret will be out as Around the World in Less Than 80 Days, The True Adventures of Elizabeth Bisland and Nellie Bly flies into the Keshet Center for the Arts and stays through June 19th. Auditions for Nine are scheduled May 26th at Musical Theater Southwest. And now join me in welcoming our special guests, Ray Ray Griego and Caitlin Jones.
Welcome, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Glad to have you on the show today. Ray Ray and Caitlin, directing Minx and Savage at the Vortex Theater.
Yep, that's us.
That's a curious name.
It is. Yes. It is.
What would we want to know about that right off the bat?
Comic books, superheroes.
Comic book superheroes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we'll kind of let that dangle for our audience for a few minutes and come back to that shortly. What I want to do, though, first of all, since this is your first time on the show, is let our audience get to know you a little bit. So you guys can flip a coin and forever is going to go first. But tell me a little bit about yourself and how you came to get to be directing a show at the Vortex.
Go for it.
Well, Caitlin and I have actually been directing together for a few years now. We also work with Albuquerque High School with Ralph Atkins and that drama department. So we co-direct and teach acting and productions every year. So we're a stuck duo. She's a board member. I'm the technical director at the Vortex. So the board knows that we do shows together, and so we proposed a show that was completely different from this about a year ago, and they turned it down and then handed us this script. And this script was selected for the Vortex. So how this works is that AACT gets a bunch of submissions of scripts. They got over 200 scripts submitted original works. And they only picked 10 of the 200, and they for the 2 years to be produced. And the Vortex was one of the finalists to do one of the original pieces. So our first choice was the one given to us. So that was exciting.
Good. So what about your background, though? How did you get started in theater?
Oh, high school. High school. I started in high school. I was originally a choir kid, and I did drama back then because I needed another elective that wasn't PE. And then that's where I got hooked. At the time, I thought I was going to be some kind of brilliant actor, and then found the dark side.
I think we're
going to
be actors.
Right? So I ended up going to UNM to start focusing on stage management, and then started getting work right away. And so it took me a few years to complete some sort of degree. But yeah, been doing it for years.
And how did you get connected with Ralph and his program?
Well, Ralph came into the program a year after I graduated. So I came in the following year, and we met, and asked me to direct the show, and hasn't let me go since.
Caitlin, tell us a little bit about you. And before we get too far down the line, why don't we introduce our third guest here?
Well, we have Charlotte here. She's our handy-dandy production assistant, almost two. My fantastic daughter over here.
Hello, Charlotte.
You say hi? No, we're not going to say hi. All right.
So if we hear some strange dialogue, we know who it's coming
from. Yeah. I started in middle school. I auditioned for Alice in Wonderland, which was being put on by the high school. And I got cast and did that and just never stopped. Just kept going. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I started as an actress, and then I moved on to technical theater. So I did a lot of house and props and costumes, and then I moved on to stage management, and that's where I stayed. I moved over to the Vortex 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I started doing props on one show, and I just, once again, never left.
The Vortex has this sort of vortex that you slide into and never get out of.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. That was one of my home theaters. So how did the two of you get to be directing together?
I think it has to do with our history, because we work well together, and we've been working together for quite a while. We're really good friends, close friends. So it's been a journey.
Yeah, it initially started, at least on the directing side, after my senior show. And he approached me and said, I have another show lined up for next year, and I want you to co-direct with me. And I was freaking out, because I'm sitting here like, this is my mentor in stage management, and now he wants me to direct with him. And I was kind of starstruck, and then it just came to be a regular thing with the two of us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So does that directing, co-directing go any further than just close friends?
Stage.
That's probably none of my business, but the audience will want to know.
We're getting a little personal. No, we're best friends. We do a lot of shows together. If I'm doing one, I ask her to do it with me, and if she's doing one, we rely on each other, because we don't have to micromanage each other. And then we also have a team that helps us with the technical stuff. Is fairly easy in some aspects to get a technical team for our show, just because we have a group, I guess.
Well, that's important to have a team.
Absolutely.
Particularly when you're launching your careers. I don't know at what stage of launch you are, but it's good to be building the team around you now.
Absolutely.
A couple of pointed questions, maybe. I'll give you a little background.
Okay.
My wife Tish and I used to co-direct together for many, many years, and it was occasionally a little difficult for us to agree on the direction something should go. How do you guys settle that?
That's a good question. we think almost the same. We're actually, last night, she sent a text, we're the same human.
Yeah, we're one person.
We're one person. But at the same time, we communicate. We both have to agree. If we both are not in agreement, we scratch the whole idea. Because then there's some other...
Then it's not cohesive with the concept. Mm-hmm. So, for example, we were working on casting Minx and Savage originally, and we both had two completely different actors in mind for Savage, and we even called him back. We did a number of things, but we still weren't agreeing. So we said, well, this person is... Neither of these people are right for the cast if we can't agree.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Yep. There's better opportunities for both of us to agree. So
sometimes unity of thought is better than outright talent.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
For a cohesive show, which is good. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. And then we also both tackle shows in two different ways. My other background is anthropology, so human behavior is my thing. Hers is psychology, so she tackles it the other way as well. So I'm always rehearsing with the actor, so I'm side by side with the actor, and while she's out in the audience looking from the outside. So we see things in different ways as well, and then we meet in the middle.
So you have complementary skills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Very important.
And even in the technical side as well.
Yeah.
I am not a costume props guy. I'm like, yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Meanwhile, you asked me to program a light board. Yeah. We won't be there for a while.
Yeah. So
I understand.
Yeah, that's my world.
Now, I know how that works. Mm-hmm. So, all right, so let's go back and talk about Minx and Savage for a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What is superheroes? What is Minx and Savage? Superheroes doing what?
Well, they're storytellers. The whole show is centered around the storyteller and the importance of getting that story out and what can happen when you keep a story in, what it does to your professional and your personal lives. And it's interesting to watch Adam and Kett are two real characters, I guess, mm-hmm. as they journey through writing Minx and Savage and what comes out of that and building their relationship.
So Minx and Savage is the characters that they are writing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've got a couple of authors writing about superheroes, and it's autobiographical.
In a way.
Mm-hmm. It is.
There's a lot of it that... they are pulling from their experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And so the actors then have two jobs. Would that be an accurate description of that? They have to embody the character of the writer and then embody the character of the character that's being written.
They're not embodying, but they are reacting. Because it's a forecast show, so you have the two writers, and then you have the two characters playing off of their story. So it's a complicated script where they have to react with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we have Adam and Kett, who are consistently Adam and Kett, and then mm-hmm. we have our two other actors who get to play four roles each. All woven around the stories created mm-hmm. by Adam and Kett.
Okay. What kind of challenges have you had in putting that kind of a mix together?
Wow. We had a few. One of them is the different character changes. And because the two actors that are playing Minx and Savage are also playing two little kids... They're also playing the civilian side of Minx and Savage, and they're also playing dolls. So it's the different characters they have to play within seconds, with costume changes within seconds. So they're exhausted. They are playing multiple characters back to back to back to back to back.
Okay. So I guess we're going to have to go see that to understand exactly what you're telling us.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you have in the cast?
We have Aaliyah Montaño. We have Heather Donovan. We have Gennaro Leo, who just moved here from Austin, and we snagged him up. And then Chris Hughes, who hasn't done theater in about 10 years, so this is his debut back.
Mm-hmm. Especially in Albuquerque, because when he was doing acting, he was in St. Louis and Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep.
How long ago was he in Santa Fe?
I think he was born and raised there, so that would have been probably around high school time that he was doing stuff there.
Okay, so maybe some of our listeners in Santa Fe will recognize the name.
Absolutely.
Want to come down and see him. So you've got how many weekends left now?
2 weekends from today.
Today so, being the Monday that we aired, but not really today.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
We close on the 13th.
We close on the 13th to make that easier.
That does make it easier.
Yeah.
And how do we go about getting tickets?
Vortex.org. Make a reservation, pick the date you want. And
Vortex ABQ.
Oh, ABQ.org. Oop. But yeah, do it online and then go from there.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. Caitlin, Ray, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Charlotte, thank you for being with us today.
That does it for this week's show. Join us again in the weeks to come when we will talk with other interesting people in Albuquerque's theater world. This is the place where you can keep up to date on what's playing and hear special features like performance interviews and learn a bit of insider knowledge. If you're enjoying our programs, please like us, comment, and share with your friends on other social media platforms. Until we're together again, go see some live performance art, and we'll look for you right back here next time.